And welcome back to Rosie on the House. That Creedence you are hearing in the background, no, that is not our bumper music, although very often a Creedence song is a rejoinder. That's the music playing at the Jersey Lily Saloon, where we're talking with Brent Smith. So you started in 71 at the Palace. How long were you there?
Actually, as a full-time bartender, I was there up until 1975, and then I became an apprentice embalmer at Memory Chapel Mortuary, and still worked three or four nights a week. It didn't pay enough money being on call. It was $500 a month was salaried as an employee, so I needed to work there. And, of course, finally I got over the idea of being an embalmer. I could do it a lot more quickly at the bar, so.
Interesting. Yeah. So you kept a night shift or a temporary shift at the halftime.
Yeah,
shift.
I have almost always there, and out of 4th of July's, this will be, let's see, my 40. Well, actually, this would have been my 44th 4th of July. I've only missed two of them. That was one was in 1980, and the other was in 1990 when my father died.
Mm.
So other than that, I have worked every 4th of July. So I have almost never seen a parade.
What about the water fights? They used to have great water fights.
It was great. People would drive around town here. They would fill up water balloons and bring them down, or there would be people with pickup trucks that would put a liner in it, and then they would have a hose and a pump gun like that and just wet everybody down. All of us locals loved it, but there were some out-of-towners and visitors with plush cars and convertibles that got pretty flooded, and so they filed some complaints with the city fathers, and they finally put a stop to
it. Oh, what a shame.
As being quote-unquote dangerous. It was only dangerous to people's egos and their plush cars, I think. But
so, yeah.
Because the rest of us loved it.
Well, what a bummer. My grandfather's birthday was the 4th of July, and he passed about 07. So I thought, well, finally, I'm going to get to see a water fight in Prescott. And that was about the time that they had stopped it. So I never got to see a Prescott water fight on 4th of July. You know, we'll have to get old Charlie Arnold here on a few cocktails one night and get him motivated to reinstitute that.
Well, it would be nice if we could try that. Charlie's not on city council anymore, though.
Oh, he's not?
No, he didn't run again. He got married and is having himself a real life, it appears.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so I think that's good for him. Of course, back in those days, Whiskey Row was a completely different place because, you know, we didn't have any public drinking laws. The only thing you couldn't take from one bar to the next was a bottle or a glass container, and that's because all of the bottles were returnable. So you had to have an appropriate amount of bottles to return with your beer when you got your new beer order. They should reinstate
that. So Dixie Cup was making a lot of money back then.
Yeah, and we had them right by the front door, and you could go from bar to bar with an open container. You could get a six-pack of cans and go across the street on the square, and, you know, as long as you weren't disruptive, it was really not a problem. Then I was working at the Palace on the Bicentennial, which was 1976. And, of course, the Prescott police were not prepared for the Hell's Angel contingent and all of the group of people we had here. So it created quite a ruckus. I had a couple of guys up from Phoenix who were up here for the 4th of July. And, of course, their goal was to drink 200 Billy beers apiece. Billy Carter's that Buffalo beer stuff. And I was working the day shift at the Palace, and they were parked in this little teardrop trailer out back. When I would come in to open up at 7 o'clock, I would bang on the door, and they'd get up, and we kept track of their beers. They both wore a golf counter. And
How close did they get? That's a lot of beer.
They made it, because it was like a 3 or 4 day weekend.
Okay.
And they got to their 200. They paid for that many of them. They may not have finished every one of them, but they certainly did that, because I was their official counter and monitor on them, since I was the one that would open up in the mornings.
Man, I don't even know. That's 25 a day if you're doing it over 4 days.
And
no.
Of course, you're probably
50 if you're doing it over 4 days. Woo!
And you are probably too young to have tasted Billy beer, and it was nothing charming.
That is one I've not sampled.
Yeah. You still see them as collector's items occasionally here and there, but, you know, it was nasty beer, nasty beer.
So the Hell's Angel, Prescott Police wasn't prepared for that. What other times? I heard something about a riot around an impromptu Bruce Springsteen session? He was in town eating lunch?
Bruce Springsteen came here to town, and a friend of mine that I graduated with from high school, Brenda Phillips, they called her Bubbles, was the bartender at Matt's
Bubbles.
At the time. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine why she had the proper assets. And
I was thinking like bubbles rising up from your drink.
No.
Oh.
No. we called her Cher in high school because that's what she looked at. Long, straight black hair and straight bangs, you know, big old dark eyes. And she was having cancer problems at that time. And Bruce Springsteen ended up here in town on the row and went in there and met her, and he ended up paying for all of her cancer treatments. So it was quite a thing. I did not see him. I was at work, didn't get over there, and, you know. So
now, I had heard he had played while he was in, and a riot broke out from people trying to flood in to see him.
Trying to get in there, yes. So, like I said, those, I can't even tell you what year it was. I have no idea, because, you know, Once I was old enough to drink, by the time I was 23 and started, then, of course, being part of the party circuit, that all just kind of blends together. And in those days, there was live music on Whiskey Row 5 nights a week, at least, sometimes 7 nights a week, and at least in 2 places, sometimes 3 places.
So from the Palace, where did you go from there?
From the Palace, I worked at the Palace. Then I went down to the Boiler Room in the next block here, which is now the Point, and worked down there for them through 5 owners. I stay for long times. Up here at the Lily, this would be my 4th set of owners for working here. And then I worked at Matt's when the Williamses owned both this building and bar, and they also leased Matt's.
Well, we can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. More with Brent Smith here at Prescott, Arizona on Whiskey Row right after this.